Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about the tension and the situation, especially these days, that a lot of people find themselves in when you start thinking about what do you really want? What are really your goals and what are really your dreams? And then how are you actually getting there? What are you doing to accomplish them? So there is a quote out there that I quite like that says, I saw that dreams don't respond to thoughts of someday in the future, but they do respond to brave actions and turbulent transitions. So what does that mean? I think part of it, the first part, has to do a little bit with this whole notion of procrastination, right? How many things do you know about yourself that you have thought that you would really like? And we oftentimes add, if the opportunity arises, which in a way says, okay, I dream to at one day sit on the beach in Bali and drink a cocktail, seeing the crystal blue waters of the ocean. Or you might say, I want to someday be in a position where I know that my investments are generating enough cash flow every month, so I don't really have to worry about money anymore, and I know that the money is coming in no matter what, at least at the level that I can cover all my life expenses. Or the dream where you say, okay, I want to see that the kids in my family make it through adolescence, make it through college, get a good job, and get on the journey to their dreams, knowing that I have actually worked to make sure that if they struggle to realize their dreams, they will at least be secure for the basic things in life, which, according to Maslow, are security, food, and shelter, right? There will always be enough money and there will always be enough assets to take care of them for those three basic things. And then they can go out and pursue their dreams. And thousands of others of those dreams. But the point is, if you're thinking about them as dreams, as things that you would someday like to accomplish, if the opportunity arises, the probability of that really happening is relatively low. And why do I say that? Why do I think it's relatively low? Well, because the opportunity doesn't really arise. The opportunity is something that is made, and you are the one who is making it. So what does that mean? If you, for example, say, I am right now in my mid-30s, or you might be 40, or you might be in your mid-40s, and you are saying to yourself, you know what? I would really like to get to a point where I have a source of income that is not dependent on me going to work for a certain number of hours every day to make an income. And it's not dependent really on what the economy is doing in the future. And I don't want it to take until I'm 65 or 67 or 70 or whatever the government is going to say the age is that I'm allowed to retire by whatever their finances say. I want to be in charge of that myself. Right? If those kind of dreams come through your mind, or goals if you want to put it that way, then my request for you would be, especially since you're listening to our podcast, is please go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button and book a call so we can talk about it. Because the opportunity that suddenly out of the blue, either a stock market portfolio, a commodity or portfolio of gold coins and bitcoins, or a portfolio of real estate properties is just going to appear, does not exist. What we do have is you and I, we can have a conversation. You can tell me what that dream is. And I can tell you if my expertise will be helpful for you to realize that dream. Because if that dream involves passive income cash flow from value assets like real estate, then you and I should talk. Because then I can actually help you take action, brave action, as the quote said. So we can take the first steps and the second step and the fifth step so that in 8 to 10 years, you will be at that point where you can say, okay, now it's my free choice if I want to continue to work full-time, part-time, not at all. If I want to find some kind of job where, which are now out there, I've seen several postings like that, where you can take time off whenever you want. And there is no counter and there is no application or stuff. You can just say, hey, starting next week, I'm off for 4 weeks, and then you take off. And if there comes a point where you have taken off so much time that your employer says, well, we don't really want to keep you any longer, well, then you know you can say, well, that's okay because I have my income from my real estate. But to get there, it takes brave action or at least some considerable action. And you shouldn't take that action by yourself. We should take the action together, and I should be allowed, or somebody like me should be allowed by you to help you, guide you on that journey. Because you can obviously take actions that take you in the right direction, or you can take brave action that take you in the wrong direction. And wrong in the sense of it makes it harder to accomplish your goal, or it makes take longer. Right? So if there's anywhere in your dreams something that says, you know, I don't want to work forever, I don't want to retire at 65 or 70, I would really like to have the opportunity to take advantage of all the beautiful stuff out in life while I'm still in my 40s or in my 50s. Well, then we need to work together to build a portfolio of assets for you that pays for your life expenses, even if you don't go to work. I think that's pretty clear. So if that sounds like something you want to entertain, and how that could work and what it would take and what the effort is and the money and all of that good stuff, then please go to idealinvestorshow.com, hit the button and book a call, and let's have a conversation. And I know that I'm saying this in every one of these episodes, but I really want to encourage you to take action, because the opportunities do not arise by themselves. They arise, or they basically present themselves, and you can take advantage of them when you actually make them happen, when you take brave action. And I want to help you to take the right brave action. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.